I invest so much time in these jingles and I don't know why. Tony only does 3 shows a week. Chances of making his show up bleak. The TK Jingles Podcast is beginning. Joe Arrow and Brad Weiss are singing. Shad is back with some cars for kids. And I'm yodeling like an idiot. For some reason I can't explain, I work on jingles almost every day. Most of it never ends, but at this point who really cares?
Welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This is a weekly show where we play songs from the Tony Kornheiser radio show on tkjingles.com. So Tony was off this past week, so we're not going to have that much new material, but don't worry, I've got tons of old stuff and bonus stuff and things that I've been gathering, so we got a great show lined up for today. So first, I want to give a quick update on the Kickstarter, because I've been getting a lot of emails and questions about that. All the shirts are done, all the USB sticks are done, some of the custom songs are in the works, so that's going to start shipping out over the next few weeks, and all the shirts and USB drives and all that should get out sometime around July 4th, if not before that. The custom songs are due in August, and then all the fun stuff that I promised to do for the Kickstarter will start in July. So on that topic, the 31 and 31, I've got 19 of those songs done. I'm pretty excited about that. It's almost there, and it's not even July 4th yet. So I think that kicks off around July 10th. Basically, whatever Tony's last show is, the 31 and 31 will start the very next day. And then that first week of July, July 7th, 8th, and 9th, we're going to have some fun new episodes of this podcast, along with the debut of Nigel's Rubbish Bin, and that will join the TK Jingles Top 10 and the Firehose. So throughout the summer, there's going to be 4 different podcasts from TK Jingles coming out to hold you over until Tony comes back, hopefully around Labor Day or so. And before I go into the new songs from the week, I wanted to have a middle-aged guy or sort of young guy radio segment here. Just a funny little story that I talked about on Twitter the other day. My 2-year-old, after her ballet class the other day, we were driving home and she asked me to stop and get some Chicken McNuggets for dinner for a fun surprise. So I thought that would be nice. So I went to the drive-thru and I pulled up, as you tend to do in these things, and I said I'd like a Chicken Nugget Happy Meal with some water or milk or something like that. And the attendant, totally straight face, said, "All right. Will that be for here to go?" And I said, "You're kidding me, right? I mean, I'm in the drive-thru." He said, "Sir, for here to go." I said, "All right, I'll take this to go." So I had a tweet from Joey Polito. He said, "What, you never order through the drive-thru, then bring the bag inside on a tray? Guess I'm weird." Yeah, and I guess I'm weird for thinking that was an odd question. All right, so on to the new songs. We have a well-timed song from Brad Weiss, the last show from Rockville, set to that Great Monkeys song. I think Brad was hoping this would air on Tony's last show before the World Cup. It's really funny and well-timed. Then we have another random entry from Jeff Negrelli, set to Nirvana's Polly. I'm trying to convince Jeff to help collaborate with me on the last 12 songs there for the 31 and 31, just lend his musical stylings to that, but he continues to do his independent jingles as well. So this is a really good a good new one by Jeff. Then we have a great duet by Brad and KJ to Ico Ico, or Ico Ico. I'm pretty sure it's Ico Ico. And then this last new song was really tough for me to record. Last November, I got a message from the goddess of the Tony Kornheiser show asking why I never write any jingles for her, and I was pretty caught off guard, because what would I possibly write that would be appropriate? You know, I mean, with Tony, I can write songs about his daily life and his job. So with her, if I did that, you know, the adult film industry not doesn't really lend itself to humorous tunes. So anyway, I never forgot about it, but I you know, politely declined at the time. Said, "There's nothing that I can do for you that's going to be in any way family friendly or PC, and it's going to kind of go against the whole fabric of what I'm doing on the website and the show." But anyway, so I thought about it, and now 6 months, 8 months later, whatever it's been, a song popped into my head, almost fully realized that, wow, you know, this would work. You know, when you're trying to find a way to joke about that industry, you know, the thing that I always thought was funny was at my office, this is maybe 10 or 15 years ago, somebody I used to work with, we were talking about some friends of his, and he was a very, very religious guy who had nothing, you know, was so devout and dedicated to, you know, his church and religion and everything. And when talking about these other people, he let drop the name of an adult film star just right in conversation, just said it as if that was his friend. And it was just a Freudian thing. And I just always thought that was so funny because obviously, you know, he was familiar with that gal. And, you know, I just had no idea that he even said it. And, you know, if he was half as devout as he claimed, or, you know, abstained from alcohol and every other possible thing, he certainly would have abstained from even knowing who that was. So I always thought that was funny. And that was really the inspiration for this song here. Just the idea that somebody would listen to Courtney on Tony's show and suddenly have an epiphany that, oh my God, I know who this is based on her volumes and volumes of work, of which I am so, so familiar. So anyway, we're going to play those four new songs. Then I've got some great songs. You know, one of the benefits of getting that big hard drive from Nigel with all the rejected songs was that there are a lot of songs that people write and record and that make Tony's show, and then they never bother to put them on my website. So we're going to play four of those songs that I think are really funny and good. Then I've got a couple of oldies lined up, and then a few new bonus songs that you've never heard before, as well as a really great mailbag. So stick around. We got a great show.
It's the last show from Rockville. They're rejoicing at the station. They'll be long gone by 12:30, and they must have a replacement who can host. Oh no no no, oh no no no, 'cause he's leaving here this morning. We might not hear him again. He'll be half-bombed in Rehoboth, and so the littles can't complain to let him know. Oh no no no, oh no no no. And I doubt that he'll be counting World Cup goals. It's the last show from Rockville. No more plugs for Window Nation. You can go eat coffee, ice cream, and he sure won't join the conversation. No, 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 no. Blah 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 blah. Tony says his back hurts. Been playing golf for 3 straight days. The littles don't give a damn whether he got a par or a bogey. He's got your email, faxes, notes. He's gonna read them for you folks. Promise you, Tony's cool. Maybe self-indulge when he's talking golf.
Oh, Grandpa, hey, Grandpa, won't sit by the fire pit. No, Grandpa, that old Grandpa, afraid he's gonna fall in. Talking to Wilbon, 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 pretty much every day. Oh, Giacomo feeds him steak at the Palm. Giacomo feeds him steak. Hey, Grandpa, oh, Grandpa, orange head is shining. Oh, Grandpa, just head on home and eat your coffee, ice cream. Talking to Wilbon, Wilbon, oh, Wilbon, Wilbon. Oh, will we have a guest? Oh, Giacomo feeds him steak at the Palm. Giacomo, he's the best.
Well, I heard her giggle on the radio. She was smart, picking games on Mr. Tony's show. I think she started a few years ago. And I could swear I'd heard that voice before. Where or when, I couldn't say, I wasn't really sure. So I listened to her squeal some more. Then all at once, it came to me, I remembered where I'd heard Courtney. And I said, oh my God, I think this girl does porn. She does just about anything in her DVDs. She's achieved great fame, lying naked on the floor. Now Tony's winning, just like Charlie Sheen. It took a while, but now I know that Courtney Combs does porn. Please don't tell my wife, Tony's guests are doing porn.
All right, so again, I think that's about as clean as I can make it to have something in homage to Courtney. One other thing I wanted to comment down there, that song by Jeff, my brother, who doesn't really listen to Tony's show but is really into the music and all this stuff, is that that's a third-hand story. So it's a song about Tony's golf story that I would assume Jeff must have heard from listening to this podcast. So I think that's extra hilarious. All right, now this next segment here is going to be some of those songs that have made Tony's show or made Tony's show in parts. And I only have just from getting those tunes from Nigel. So first up, we're going to have Olympics for Putin by Roy Mathewson, 9 to 5 by Jonathan Scriven, Subterranean Homesick Blues by Nick Corcoran, and Feeling Good by John Peter.
Lillehammer had the games with Kerrigan and Harding. So much happened in those days, but don't ask Mr. Tony. Memory is shot. Never been that hot. He can't believe you when you say your shower wasn't hot. And now it's Olympics for Putin and Sochi. No one from Russia is gay. No one wants you, you homophobic swine. Just keep your shirt on, you will be fine. Olympics for Putin and Sochi. Mailbag with emails and notes. Olympics for Putin and Sochi. Come on, Tony, and dance for us, folks.
Got a great job, I'm on TV every afternoon. Tune in and you can see me talking about sports for just about a half an hour. Well, we got Block A, then hopefully a guest. Play a little game and happy trails for the rest. On a good day, we can tape it all in about an hour. Working 4 to 5, what a way to make a living. And you won't believe all the money that I'm getting. 4 to 5, pretty good if you can get it. Chances are you can't, but that's not my problem, is it? Working 4 to 5. I'm working 4 to 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Dylan. Kevin, just the weatherman, talking about the moon man's cruises on C-SPAN. Crying about the government, orange man, a bald head, asking for a tracksuit. Though we pretty fortunate, corner curl cabinet. Look out, littles. If you're out on your bike tonight, you won't get far. If you don't wear white, you better duck down the alleyway. Looking for some combos. Stamps gonna cost 49 cents to send. He wants cranberry almond, only got cinnamon. Tori got a daughter, just like Gina's laughter. Never hear a peep putting him right out to pasture. When Nigel reads the news, he stutters like an old goat. If he needs a new job, he can race a sailboat. Look out, littles, here comes your notes. Emails, faxes, they even take Morse code. Like to watch Game of Thrones on the network HBO. Winter is coming, colleagues say it's gonna get cold. You need new windows to see which way the wind blows. Patrick Carville's penis. What's that again with math? Mr. Tony Genius. Once he got stuck in the bath, just like Beagle. Only got a flip phone, send him a postcard. Just don't tweet him, bro. Look out, Enzo. Don't take the cup. Man, his name will mention your sons of bitches. Hang around the free food. Think the podcast will land so good, fool. Put him on a pontoon. Send him back to grad school. I just don't get it. Took a left on Connecticut. Should I take the Beltway? What the hell? Then I'll just say it RFK. Just wanna know they have a lame Bubis whiskey. If I leave socially, no one will even miss me. Look out, littles. Watch PTI. Will Bond ain't surprised to see this going on with 5 Tony with sandals. Another winner scandal. Chef Daniels is a bum on the MS. Chewing gum, the pump don't work cause the van took the handles. Goodbye, pervert.
I was the man, you know how I feel. They played my mailbag theme, you know how I feel. Don't you know who I am? LL Super G at Braun Films. Want the old days, want the old ways, want the old theme for me. I was feeling good. Fish swim upstream, they know how I feel. Negrelli and Arrow, plagiarizing sons of bitches. All the talent was overlooked, my song thrown out the door. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. I'm out of here. Appreciate me from Kazakhstan.
All four of those songs were awesome. The vocal performance on the last one is just sickening. So hopefully we hear more from John sometime soon. All right, now I got three oldies I'd like to play for you. First is Weem Away by Purpleberry. Then we have What Is Tony Actually Looking For by KJ, followed by the collaboration of John Quinn and Joe Arrow of Vincent Starry Starry Night.
A weem away, 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 a corner curl cabinet, a weem away, 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 a faxes and your notes. It's the mailbag, it's Tony's mailbag. We'll read some for you folks. It's the mailbag, it's Tony's mailbag. We'll read some for you folks. On News Channel 8.
Gonna read a few for all you folks. as long as Nigel says that we've got time. Nigel, have we time? 15 seconds, it's all right. If you're out this evening, do wear white, especially if it's before Labor Day. Now it's mailbag time. It's really not that long, you see. Maybe they should add an hour three. That would be just fine with me. I bet those weasels would be fine as well. They'd have more shit to sell.
Fantastic, and that proves the old tried and true formula. You just drop the S word or F bomb in there, and it's guaranteed for a good laugh. All right, so wrapping this up here, I'd like to give another quick preview of Nigel's Rubbish Bin and the 31 and 31. So starting this July, we're going to play 9 episodes of Nigel's Rubbish Bin. It's going to have songs that you've never heard before. It's going to have some songs that you have heard but never made the air. And then we'll see where else what else goes in there, maybe some outtakes and some other junk. But it's going to be great. There's going to be about 8 to 9 songs per episode. I may do a little bit of yakking, but it's mostly going to be the music. So this first one is a song by Brian Baukerton, To This Magic Moment. And then next we have a collaboration that I've done for the 31 and 31 with Byron. So if you have something you'd like me to sing, I've only got, I don't know, 11 or so songs left to do. So please send me a note, put it on the ideas page. I think I've got 2 more collaborations I'd like to work in there. Everything else is going to be junk that I wrote, but I did want to try to work with a few other people. So if you got some ideas, send me a note, podcast@tkjingles.com, @JerryNegrelli on Twitter, let me know. So enjoy these 2 great unheard tunes.
This magic moment, when Tony reads your notes, your fax or your emails, he won't go on a boat. He's bald and he's orange. He solicits for free stuff. Miami's Dan Levitar. He's a little too tough. Send him all your kind bars, but not your worn baseball caps. Plays golf with the president. Can't stay for the final act. This magic moment when Tony reads your notes, your fax or your email.
Ground control to Orange 9. Ground control to Orange Guy. Take your Ativan and kiss your butt goodbye. Ground control to Tony K. Drink service, make it pay. Keep on drinking all that Johnny Walker blue. This is ground control to Tony K. The truck should now kick in, and the plane is actually flying in the air. But you're feeling really mellow, so who cares? This is Tony K to ground control. I'm drunker than a rat, and I'm floating drug-related haze, and I just might get 8 hours of sleep. Hooray!
wrath against the Lewis Carroll. Against a moose cat, parked right next to me. She's talking too much too. It's worse than Nigel Reedy News.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. There's a TK podcast without delay. Jerry's Jingles podcast is here to stay. Time for mail, you read your stuff right away. Because it's snappy.
Come along
if you feel like jingling is for you. Because he's snappy,
I'm not wrong.
It is like a reverse delay, it's true. It's not crappy.
Sing along
if you feel like that's what you want to do. You'll be happy.
Mail time.
Send your notes and he'll read them all for you.
Awesome. KJ answered the call there. I think last week I asked, I put the challenge out there for her to do one of these songs, and that was fantastic. Thank you so much, KJ. So who's left? You know, I think everybody sent me something except maybe Joe. So it's time to step up there. We need some more jingles for the TK Jingles podcast for this mailbag. You know, before I get started in the mailbag, I think this is the first time that I haven't stopped and started the recording and gone back and redone something in the 3 months I've been doing this. So either I really don't give a shit anymore and I'm just winging this, or I guess maybe I'm getting a little bit better at it, but I used to have a lot of screw-ups or a lot of things where I'd say, man, I really want to say that differently. I better go back and do it. Now I'm just kind of letting it ride. So hopefully you're still enjoying this. All right, so in the mailbag here, I'd like to start with an email I got from Greg Hockman. He says, love the podcast and all the jingles. Thanks for the hours of entertainment since Nigel is hard to crack. Left on to Lafayette, right on Route 3, left on Route 1, right on Commerce. A piece of pizza and a bag of Sun Chips. I'll hang up and listen. I think that Greg covered just about every angle of the mailbag there. So thank you so much for that note. If you would like to hear your name on this show, please send me a note, podcast@tkjingles.com, or tweet me @JerryNegrelli. And speaking of tweets, we have a message here from Matt Vogel referring to the fact that he's actually able to get on the show. He says, it works, too. I'm 1-for-1 on this podcast and 0-for-6 with Tony Kornheiser. Unsolicited satisfied customer testimonial. Man, just when I talked about not screwing up, I'm starting to make a lot of mistakes here. Maybe I should go back and re-record this. All right. Then we have I put a question out there on Twitter. I'd love to get some more feedback. Just asking folks what in the heck they're doing with all their time now that Tony's not on the air and they don't have podcasts to listen to. So the first note here is from Rick Sharp. He says, I'm resenting soccer. Then a note from Joe Arrow. He says, I'm listening to Baltimore Sports Talk on 105.7 The Fan and spoiling 24 for the masses. And if you don't know, I think last week Joe was tweeting out, Facebooking, whatever else, ruining some big surprise ending from the previous episode. So he wasn't making a lot of friends on that Monday or Tuesday. Then we have a note here from Matthew Cause. He says, I've been listening to all the episodes I missed due to the delay, and I'm really curious to see what Tony will think, who Tony thinks will win the NBA Finals. And I think we can all rest assured and happy that LeBron didn't win. Who cares who actually won? And speaking of LeBron, here's a note from Rick Sharp. He says, LeBron problems. And this is in reference to LeBron being such a saint and giving all that money to those kids when he did the decision. I mean, that was just, what an admirable, amazing thing to do. I mean, what a great person. Who cares, you know, if he took a crap on the city of Cleveland? But, you know, he was a really nice person because he gave money to some children. So this is a note from Rick Sharp. He says, LeBron problems. Nobel Peace Prize has no obvious place from which to hang toilet paper. That's great. And then a note from Todd Takei. And Todd has pointed out that I've been mispronouncing his name for a long time. So sorry about that, Todd. He says, I just took a survey and didn't have the option to list podcasts by Jerry Negrelli and Mr. Tony as the ones I listen to. Sons of bitches. And then here's another note from Todd Takei. I made a joke that I was going to hire some sales weasels this summer as an intern to help me get this podcast out to make it a little bit easier for myself. And he says, I hope you're only paying them by letting them raid your freezer. Then we have a note from Dave Clary. He says, I'd like to wish a good morning to my 12 Windows Phone TK Jingles crew members. That's right, folks. If you have Windows Phone, you could be in the elite exclusive group of 13 people, and actually only 12 because one of them is me, and I don't really use a Windows Phone. I just have a test device from work that, I've used. Then we have a, and also just before I wrap that up, obviously, if you have an Android or iPhone, please download the app. Let me know what you think. I think it's really good. I'd love to improve it, but I'm not sure what else to do. So if you have ideas, things you'd like to see, send me a note. Then this final note is from Jim Gregory. He says, love the podcast. I was listening to your One Day More parody while riding my bike the other day, and I don't know if it was your moving lyrics or the gnat that flew into my eyes, but I was tearing up a little. Time to get my bike out in the rain. Old Orange Man, can you go in? Time to get my bike out of the rain. Orange Bald Man, can you go inside? And I guess I could sing that to the tune of MacArthur's Park, but I'm not going to. So thank you for that wonderful note, Jim. And everybody who's listened today, thank you for being a part of this, for sending me your thoughts, podcast at tkjingles.com, at Jerry Negrelli on Twitter. Download the apps, download the other podcasts, let me know what you think. Go to tkjingles.com, leave folks some feedback. You know, getting your weekly jingle fix through this podcast or through some, the fire hose or something is great. But everybody who's writing these things, KJ, Joe, Brad, John, everybody that's doing it, would love to hear your feedback. So please visit the website, let us know what you think, and I'll be back here in 1 week's time. Thanks a lot.
The greatest thing that this show has ever done in 20 years has nothing to do with anyone on the actual show.
Right.
You know, which is kind of how it should be, probably. Yeah.